142 years ago, Angoon went up in flames. Ha'ashkuke ka yanasach Barbara Cadiente Nelson's grandmother survived the bombardment as a young woman.
Can you imagine my grandmother at 26 having to scramble and run with her family? And the fear, the real fear.
Six children were killed in the shelling, and an unknown number of others died in the following months from exposure and starvation. Though it's a long time coming, Cadiente Nelson said many in the community have mixed emotions about the apology.
How do you restore a human being? How do you restore a family? How do you restore a community who have been the target of annihilation?
On Saturday, Tlingit people from all over Southeast Alaska and beyond gathered in the Angoon High School gym to receive the apology. They danced wearing regalia. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Mark Sakato presented the apology to hundreds in the room and thousands watching on a live stream.
The United States Navy apologizes on behalf of the United States Navy to all the Tlingit peoples of Angoon for the pain, suffering, and generational trauma inflicted by the bombardment of their village. Acknowledges that the Tlingit people of Angoon did not deserve nor provoke the bombardment and subsequent destruction of their village by United States naval forces.
Shkendu Ton George grew up with this story, and as a teacher, she would teach her students about the shelling and burning of their village. And George said she's excited to teach this part of the history now, too.
It doesn't matter how many times I talk about it, how many times I talk with students about what happened. Like, every time I tear up. It's going to be amazing to be able to say the right thing happened, you know, finally.
Reporting from Angoon, I'm Yvonne Crumry.